Kurt Kimmel from Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois, is now on the phone line to take a look at what's been happening in the futures markets. Good afternoon to you, Kurt. Glad you're with us. Tell us what happened for the day, please.
We saw some higher trends throughout the word go at 9:30 this morning. We traded somewhat stable overnight, but as the day session kind of kicked into full gear, we saw confirmation of Chinese corn buying from last week there. We continue to see firm cash bids throughout the Midwest, and that along with some fund buying coming back into the marketplace, it pushed the corn and bean markets up towards some technical resistance levels near today's highs. It'd be interesting to see if we try to break on through that or not as we move through the week. And main thing is to continue to see some buying interest coming in the pit to sort of break this downtrend line in the corn that we've been in for a while and try to make some new highs above this $14.90, $15 level in the May beans as we look on back through the deferred contracts, Todd.
Can you take a look a little further out for me to the end of the month? We'll have a couple of reports. So the grain stocks report and the acreage reports are due just before we turn to the month of April.
I believe we'll continue to see some consolidation going into that report. A lot of the trade is quite interested in what numbers we're going to see as far as the stocks goes. That'll give us next benchmark to go by as far as what type of usage and what type of inventories we've been going through here this winter. Then the acreage numbers, that would be the top line on the supply-demand balance sheet here in March. Then as we move into April, we'll start to see more new crop figures come in place using those acreage estimates. Once those numbers are out, we'll quickly turn to the weather pattern. Weather pattern continues to be soggy for the guys in the south, itching to start to do some field work, especially in that southeast area. So there's a lot of things the market will start to focus on. But until we get into end of March here and until we get a little better handle on weather, we feel there's going to be a lot of ups and downs in the futures market between now and then.
What's coming out of South America in terms of soybeans at this time, and can we expect them to be delayed for a couple of months?
Continued logistics concerns. Obviously, we've seen some business come our way here from Asia to sort of pick up the slack. The theory is still logistics. There's anywhere from 60 to 65 day wait to load in the southern hemisphere. Therefore, they're backing up ships, backing up the whole system there. So they're not going to have ships sitting there idle, not moving. Shippers want those ships moving all the time. And it's not the fact that Asia's going to run out of beans. It's the fact that they're going to keep those other ships moving, and they're going to come here to the U.S. and try to pick up some beans here off the Pacific Northwest. But longer term, it's a little concern. We shift the whole world demand schedule back about 60 days. That could start to push this movement into our harvest time window and maybe limit the upside of November beans initially as we go into this fall.
Any concerns for the livestock producers? Switching gears just a bit.
Well, the main concern is export. The export sector has sort of been the cream of the crop, per se. Domestic demand per capita consumption has just been dropping, like a rock, especially on the beef side. Overall red meat consumption has gone down. Poultry consumption sort of flatlined in through here. So it's going to be real important to regain some of this export confidence. Exports have sort of been on the decline here this winter. And that's what sort of limited the rally in the meat sector, especially the beef side. Then also, too, we're seeing a situation where these snowstorms has called the public to sort of back off on eating out, especially along the eastern coast. And they've just been bombarded with one thing after another. So it's overall demand picture, and hopefully that will get better here as we get through March into April. Hopefully the weather warm up and we start looking at cookout features.
Well, you have fun tonight in Champaign County at the Farm Bureau and up at Celebrations in LaSalle County on Wednesday night.
Always enjoy going out and being part of these panel discussions. It's always interesting what we come up with, Todd.
All right. Thanks so much.
Take care.
That's Kirk Kimmel. He's with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Monday afternoon.